We're up to Perek Chof Mishnah. We are in the middle of Mishnah Gimel. We are in the middle of Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah over here says, also Perek Chof also in the Zchus of Rashbi. Today is Lag BaOmer. In the Zchus of Rashbi. The Rashbi be Mogin in his Zchus. Isaac and Torah Lashma. Tachi Suim. The cloud for the path.
Okay.
Also, we're in the middle of the Mishnah, so Mishnah Gimel, also, the Roisha Kisei Tahar. Okay, middle again, in the middle. Also, the Roisha Kisei Tahar, Mimne Shaimim Loi Aboy Benase. We're up to in the middle of Gimel.
Which part?
No, we're up to, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. We're up to Kivay Bukharis Beis Abad. We're up to page 421. In the middle of Mishnah Gimel, Kivay Bukharis Beis Abad. If we take the chair, we attach the chair to the Bible of the Beis Abad, Tamib Ein Lo Chibur. Okay, so what does that mean over here? Ein Lo Chibur. What it looks like is a very long Rav. It's a very long Rav. There is no picture. Well, there is a picture. Let's go look at the picture on the next page, 614, right away. Kavoy bikaras beis abad tamei ve'in luchibula osa barasha kisei. If you make barasha kisei tamei ve'nei shoyim loy amod v'nasim lachtein. So here we have another type of bima. Okay, this bima is a different bima. The previous case we learned about the previous picture. We learned about
up and down. This is vertical.
A kloinus is a supporting beam. Like look at this thing over here. Maybe not this one. This part of the wall. But look at that. That's a supporting beam. Maybe so that. So here you make it a base haban. Base haban is used. This is something which it's not attached to the ground. So you take a Koras Beis Sabbat. Let's see the picture. Koras Beis Sabbat, Eidu Nechsheves Lo Mechubar. A Koras Beis Sabbat, by default, is not called Mechubar Lekarka. It's something that is detachable. It's not Mechubar Lekarka. Chibur Kisei Lekoras Beis Sabbat, Adayin Nekisei Mekabel Tumah. If the chair is attached to the Koras Beis Sabbat, the chair is Mekabel Tumah, right? The chair is... You attach a chair to the Koras Beis Sabbat, Adayin Nekisei Mekabel Tumah. The chair is mekabel tuma. The chair is attached to the base abad. The chair is it's mekabel tuma. Left side. Koras beis abad ein nechshav lo mechubar. Chokak moishav bekoras beis abad ein moishav mekabel tuma. He chisel out a chair inside the koras beis abad. That's not it's not mekabel tuma because they'll tell you please stand up. And don't interfere with our work. We have to use this beam, and therefore you're in the way when you sit down on the beam. So it's not mekabel tumah, okay? So we have two examples where it's not mekabel tumah.
Because it's what do you call it? Mechubar lekarka?
It's not. The Koras Beis Sabbat is not mechubar lekarka. That was the point that we said.
Okay, so
if you attach a chair to it, it's mekabel tumah.
Why?
Because it's not attached to the mechubar lekarka, and it's a chair. It's no problem. Let's see over here at the bottom. Let's see the bottom what it says. This part. Kol kli asher im yoshev alof oimim loy amod benasim lachteinu einu miyuchol lebidras ve'einu mekabel tumas midras ulchein therefore af shechokak moshev bekorsev sabad also moshev einu miyuchol lishivo chol v'chum mafriya lemelachas hakora kshainu miyuchol lebidras ve'einu mekabel tumas v'yaf al pichein kishukava kisei bekoro. When you cover a kisei b'koyro, avshah kisei mafriya l'mulachas hakoyro, adayin a kisei mekabel tumah midras. Tamadova shakisei v'nishah b'tzuros ha'kedemes v'af li'achas shachibu l'dayta l'shtamish bo li'esh tiva herkach lo'i poka toras midras mimenu v'adayin mekabel tumah midras. So he's saying a very big yisoid. Look, he's asking a question. Let's go backwards. In this situation, what's the halach in this situation? Yeah, he cares about you go and you chisel out a chair. What is the halacha? Is it mekabel tumah or not?
No.
Why not? We'd say to the person, Amoid.
Question, why is it
not mekabel tumah in this situation? Why? It's not mekabel karka. It's not attached to the ground. This beam is movable. Why? So why then is this chair? It's a chair. It's a chair. It should be a midras.
Right.
When I sit down, I should be tame. It should make a tame. So why is it not a midras? Because we tell the person, please stand up and let us do our work. Even though this is a chair, and it's not mukhabul karka, so it has everything working in its favor for it to be tumas midras. Nevertheless, it's tohar because of the principle of amoid v'nase melachtenu. That's a halachic principle.
It's a new one, though.
That's not a new one. This is an old one. This goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amoid.
Is that what you want to say? Time of memorial?
Time immemorial.
Immemorial.
Amoid, amoid, amoid.
Vinas. Amoid, amoid, amoid.
This is like Simchas Torah. No, 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 no.
Yaakov Ephraim?
You know Ephraim Yaakov, but I'm not a rav.
You never got smicha?
I got smicha. I'm not a practicing rabbi.
Okay. Amoid, amoid, amoid. Not a practicing rabbi. Okay. You can hold yourself back. Good. I'm impressed. Kovish. Anything's true.
So here we have your Abim.
It's not true. It will be true.
So we have your Abim, the Kores Beis Sabbat. So we have a principle called Amoid, Vinase Malachteinu.
Right.
And that principle teaches us that it's not mekabel tumah. So the question is, in this situation where you have a beam and attached to the beam is a chair, I take bolts, nails, and I nail this chair into the beam, even though the chair is also in the way, the person is sitting down on the chair,
right.
Even though on the chair, it's not etched into the beam, but
good,
you make a chair,
good.
We would seemingly also apply the principle of amoid v'malachteinu, and therefore the chair should be tahar. Along comes this Mishnah and it's Machadesh.
Yes.
This is the Yisoid that we're learning today, a Chiddush, a new Chiddush, a new Yisoid, a new Yisoid. A new Yisoid in the Sfas of Rashbi, a new Yisoid is that even though there is a Amud V'nas Malach, and being that the chair is complete, it's Shalem, it's complete, and you will eventually detach it from the beam.
Correct.
You will remove the bolts or the nails, once again, that is enough. Al shem ha'osid, that it still maintains its status of tumah, even of tumas midras.
What does the pole?
This
end?
No, not the chair. The chair.
But why should the chair? A chair always is always.
But in this case, the chair is not functional.
Why is it functional?
Because in 5 minutes from now, someone's going to come and say, "Excuse me, sir, can you please get off that chair? Because that chair is attached to my beam, and I need my beam for my Beis Shabbat, my Aleph Press." They're going to say to you, "Amoid v'nasim lachtenu." The chair is attached to the beam.
Just like they say, "Amoid v'nasim lachtenu" over here.
Yeah.
In this seat.
The male is Otumas Midros.
You should say it's also over here.
Because it's attached. And the
Chiddush is that they don't.
Right. Why not? Because since the chair is something that is independent, it's separated,
okay.
It's independent. So even though right now, currently at this moment, it's attached to the beam,
right.
But since the day will come,
yeah.
The day will come when you will detach the chair from the beam.
Good.
So we look at the future.
Right, and we say it's not.
We're not locked into the. You have to look at the
and
big
we say
picture.
It's not Mekabel Tumah.
And we say that it's not. No, it is. It is in Midras. It maintains its status in Midras. We're not going to say in this situation, Amoid v'nas malachteinu.
That's just the chair that comes in Midras, or this also?
What?
Or the Beis Shabbat also.
The Beis Shabbat never is Mekabel Tumah. It's never, ever, ever, ever. Because the Beis Shabbat is not a chair.
I thought if the chair is becoming already, so maybe.
No. Beis Shabbat is never Mekabel Tumah. Alright, so that's the Mishnah. So now that we got that Yisoid down pat, let's go learn. Ha'ora, Ha'mechasha. I don't know what the word is. Lebeis about Ray picture 307. What is picture 307? Go all the way back. So many pictures. Picture 307. Maybe it's in the previous book. Here it is. Here's the Beis Shabbat. You see? See the Beis Shabbat?
Right.
Remember the Unkali? The Unkali? The Unkali, the hook?
Unkali is a hook.
Hook, very good. Unkali, remember that's the Beis Shabbat. You put the olives, you put a piece of wood, and here it comes out. Okay, that's the Beis Shabbat. Okay. So let's now see the Rav on the previous page. The Rav, what does the Rav say in the previous page? Kova Hakisei Bekoiras Beis Shabbat.
Looking at the Rav?
The Rav. Okay, so it says over here, What is the base about? Base about is where you
eat. How do you cover the? You put it inside.
This picture. You etch this picture. You etched.
Okay.
What is the base of that? It's where you go and you squeeze that oil from the olives. Aki say tami midras. The chair is tami midras. The chair is tami midras. This case. Kava. You take the chair and you attach, you bolt the chair to the Beis Shabbat, okay?
Okay, so the first case.
So it says, Shoaitim Roshem Menazesim, Akisei Tomimidros.
Akisei
Tomimidros.
I thought you said it was.
In this case, it is.
All right.
Because we look at the future. So, Shoaitim Akisei Tomimidros. Means that if tumah touches the chair, the beam does not become tumah. Just because the chair is tumah, the beam is tahar. If the beam becomes tumah,
it says it's not connected.
In halacha, chiba means in halacha we do not consider them to be one, but they are physically connected. Okay, so Nachum also it says over here. If you make from the wood itself the chicken one end, like in this case, and the kisei is also tar. The oimim loy, we apply the principle amoid. You see, it's in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Fine. We learned in the Mishnah, the Medrash, and Chumash Yikra. Asher yesh sheva lav yitma yachal afilu yosh alo even v'al hakoyin. If you sit on a stone or on a beam, tam lo emar kli v'lo even v'lo koyra. Oitzi aseilu lo yosi kli avonim v'chle. I'll exclude these. I'm not going to exclude kli avonim v'chle galalim v'chle adama. What about stones? Utensils made from stones, utensils made from galalim v'chle adama. Tam lo emar hakli the hei idea. When it says the hey haidia hakli, it must be a chair, something that is designated for sitting. Now the Eliyah Lekisei V'Savshol V'Kaderta, Kaderta is like a larger chair. Ham Yuchad Mishiva V'Nayin V'Teva Box Habalonim Teva Shepischa Mitzida. Balonim means what? People who work with clothing. What's Balonim? I think Balonim means people who work with clothing. People who are laundrymen. Laundrymen. You know what a laundryman is? Person who cleans clothing. You ever go to the the box of habalonim. Habalonim. Oh, balonim. Balonim means, I'm sorry, a bathhouse attendant. Balonim means a bathhouse attendant.
But we're talking about a seat here. That's
right, so it's not, so therefore it's not a real seat. They improvise. You go into the bathhouse. What does the bathhouse attendant do the whole day? He sits down. Where does he sit? He doesn't have a chair. He sits down on a box.
Uh-huh.
So the box was really not meant. The box was not really meant to be a chair. The box was meant to be a box. But the balon has improvised and has used this box as a chair. And teva shepischa mitzida, a box where the opening is on the side. So if you sit down on the box, it's not going to interfere with its malacha. Areva mishnei, areva a basin. We learned this before, beginning of the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek. And areva means a basin, a container that's from the size of two loik, and not more than it's not smaller than two loik, and it's not larger than nine kavim. At mishnei lagotchutz kavim, shemiskulu, which got a crack. Ve'ena yochol erchutz bo ragloi. You're not going to go. It's got a crack, and you can't even wash one leg. Tamalaymar knows the water leaks out. So once the water leaks out, it's no longer functional. If the water is leaking out, so it's no longer. So you're going to sit on these things. Tamalaymar v'cholak liriba. The word kol is coming to be marbe. Yachal afilu ki kiofa saw v'yashv lecha tarkov yashv lecha. Very large utensil saw is a saw is 30 kaf. A target is 15 counts. Yashiv lecha tamulayma asher yeshiv hamiyuchal yeshiva loy shayim loy amoy v'nasim lachteim. Okay, so basically what he's done over here is just gone through a maimer chazal. He has elaborated upon a maimer chazal in Torah Eskei. I'm teaching you the makor, the sources, the source for the halacha that a kli must be miyuchal yeshiva. And even if it's miyuchad yeshiva, it may not be in conflict with the principle of amoid v'nasim alachtein.
Okay.
And therefore, that is why in this situation, what we have over here, this Beis Chabad, if it's attached, it's etched inside, it's tahar from mitumas midras. But if it's attached to the outside, even though it's right now, it's you're in the way the chiddush mishnah is, it's still going to be tamei, because even though now we will tell you amoid, but it's not part of the actual Beis Chabad. It's something that is external. It has been attached. And since ultimately we will detach it and it will be an independent chair, that's good enough now at this point in time, even when it is attached, to be mekabel tumas midras.
Okay.
So now that we've learned the whole Mishnah, let's chazer the Mishnah from the very beginning. It's a very long Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah Gimel, makel, a stick, sha'aso beis yad lekardam. You took this piece of wood, by picture 608, and you put the piece of wood into the middle of the hammer. Chibor l'tumo b'shas malach, while you're chopping wood. How much wood can a wood chopper chop? A wood chopper chops wood. Can you see that?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the Mishnah. Go ahead.
We have over here a piece of wood put into the metal, and now you're chopping wood. So b'shas malach is while you're chopping wood, it's chibor l'tumo. If the piece of wood becomes tamei, then the metal becomes tamei. The metal becomes tamei, the pool becomes tamei. It's considered to be one zach. So it's chibur l'tumah b'shas melacha. But let's say it's not b'shas melacha. Let's say it's lying on the table, like in this situation, then it's not mekabel tumah. Next, hadiyustar. Diyustar is dioy. Dioy means two. Star means sides. It points in two directions. This thing, this funny little piece of wood, which is used for what? To wrap string. So the law is, so the metal is tummy, the wood is not tummy. But as long as the metal and the wood are connected, so it's mekabel tumah b'shas melacha. Diyustar chibur l'tumah b'shas melacha. While there's string on it, it's mekabel tumah. Take string off, it's not mekabel tumah. Next, kivay b'chloinas. If I take this dioyster and I attach to the chloinas, so then it's mechubah to l'charka. So what's the law? Tamei ve'enu chibulah. It doesn't matter. It's still mekabel. Even though it's mechubah l'charka, it's still mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah. And we do not consider it to be mechubah, meaning that when it becomes tamei, the beam does not become tamei. If the beam becomes tamei, the diustra does not become tamei, even though they are attached to each other.
If this becomes tamei, the beam doesn't. The beam never becomes tamei because it's mechubah l'karka.
Right, the beam. That's the chiddush. You would think that if the beam does not become tamei, then this also should not become tamei. Yeah. Just like the beam cannot become tamei, the diustra should not become tamei. No, the diustra is tamei, but the beam is not tamei. So it maintains its status. Also, a diyustar ain't tamei ella. Kavai b'kloinus tamei the ain't a chibula. It's not chibula. Okay, next, also a diyustar ain't a chibula means it's not in halacha. In halacha, mechibula. In halacha. So therefore, just like because you would make a mistake and think that since the beam is not mekabel tumah, because from the karka the diyustar is also not mekabel tumah. Kamashon, that's a mistake. It's a mistake to think in such a way that the beam is not mekabel tumah, but the diyustar is mekabel tumah. Next, also a diyustar. Let's say you make the diyustar, the cloinus itself becomes a diyustar, like in this picture. You actually put the metal pieces into the thing itself. Also, the diyustar ain't tamei el tzarch. Only part that's the dotted lines that becomes tamei, but everything above and below is not mekabel tumah. Kisei, then we come to the last case. Kisei shekavu b'chloinus. If I take a cloinus, here is meant to be put into the wall, and you etch a chair. Well, first you attach it. You attach it to the wall. Kisei shekavu b'chloinus tamei ve'ena chibula. It maintains its tumah to masmidrash, and it's not the in halach. It's not considered mechubah to the cloinus. Also, the kisei. But let's say we make the kisei. We etch the kisei into the cloinus itself. Then ein tamei el mekaymai, only the part that you sit upon is actually tamei. Kivoy b'koras beis sabbat. If I attach a chair to a koras beis sabbat, so we're going to tell the person, no, get out of our way, get out of our way. Tamei it's going to be tamei ve'ein chibur law. If you, I'm sorry, in this case, you attach it. So it's tamei ve'ein chibur law. Also, b'roisha kise. If I etch it into the beam itself, b'sabat, then it's tar. B'bnei shayim loy amoid v'nasem es milachteinu. Okay, we'll do it again. The Mishnah. One chaz Mishnah again. It's a very hard Mishnah. So a lot of you say this in this Mishnah.
This part of it, kisei should
cover the kliyos. Here, that's 3:14, 6:14. I attach the kisei to the kliyos.
Start today with, right?
Right. I take the kisei that I attach to the kliyos. Not the kliyos. No, that is the besabat. The kliyos here. This chibur. This is where you cover.
We did that yesterday. Yeah.
The yesterday. You have the kliyos. You take the chair and you attach it. So what is the halacha? The chair is still tamei tumas midras, and we do not say that since it's attached to the beam and the beam is tar, the chair is tar. Einoi chibur la.
Kisei shekav b'kliyos tamei the einoi chibur la. Also like kisei.
Let's say we take the kliyos.
Yeah.
Here's the kliyos, and the kliyos is lying on the ground. It's detached from the ground. It's detached from the ground.
That's
I make
like it.
What?
Ain't tell me I'm the timer.
And I etch a chair.
That's interesting because in this place and the next one we say it's not.
Right, because what's the difference? Because the difference is this is not going anywhere. A kloinus lying on the ground is not going anywhere.
You're not going to take it and push it.
No, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If you would have, you would have done it already. But a beis habad, it's always lying, it's always in the move. A karas beis habad, it's always in the move.
A beam is not.
Right. Okay? So that's what it's over here. Covered because it's about, yeah.
It's not, you wouldn't say, Aboy Vinasim Lachtena.
Not by the cloitus that's lying on the ground.
Okay. That's what I wasn't clear about. Why? What the Hevdol is.
Okay. Let's go. Kavai based curse is about Tamei the Ain Kibul, Osabrosha, Kise, Tarb Nation, and Loy Aboy Vinasim, my Vinasa. Okay. You want to chash again?
Why,
yeah, let's chash again. Clarkite. Makel sha'asoho beis yad l'kardem. A makel, piece of wood. You used it, you improvised. This is not the way it came in from the store. You have a new piece where you stuck it inside. So what is the law? It's only temporary. So law is chibur l'tumah b'shasmach. Only when you're chopping wood, we consider the piece of wood to be one with the metal. And when one becomes something, it becomes tameh. But if you're not chopping wood, it's just lying on the table, and the tumah touches the piece of wood, and the metal does not become tameh. The metal becomes tameh. The wood does not become tameh. They consider to be independent of each other. Next, hadiyus star. Diyustar is dioy star. Two sides, a piece of wood with two pieces of metal, each pointing in different direction. Midrach ma'ariv tzaf and darayim. So the metal is really the ikar. The wood is the tuffle, but while the two are attached to each other, and it's b'shas melacha, meaning there is string wrapped around it. Hadiyustar chibur l'tumah b'shas melacha. Only when the string attached wrapped around, if tumah touches the metal, the wood becomes tummy. If tumah touches the wood, the metal becomes tummy. But if there's no string wrapped around, then the two are independent. Okay, and in fact, the wood is tar l'garmi because the wood is nothing more than pshutei kli eitz. It is insignificant. Kivo b'kloinus. Let's say I take this piece of wood and I permanently attach it to a beam. So you have shown that you're not going to throw this piece of wood in the garbage. This piece of wood is going to be preserved forever. It's going to be preserved. We're going to make a legacy out of this piece of wood. It's going to be around forever. So then this piece of wood becomes tamei forever. It's mekabel tumah even shaloi b'shas melacha. Got it? Kivoi b'kloinus tamei. Even though b'shloi b'shas melacha. And the ein chibula, and halacha, we do not consider the piece of wood to be attached to the beam, because if we would consider to be mechubula, then we would say there's no tumah, because just like there's no tumah to the beam which is mechubula karka, there's no tumah to the yistra. We don't say that. We view them to be independent. Next, also loy di yistra. Now let's say we make the kloinus itself into a di yistra. But we take the diusta, we drill holes, and we put in metal pieces, so we can do it on thing itself. So then what is the law? Also, loy diusta, ain't tamei al tzarchai. So the chiddush, even though davis, mechubal karaka becomes tamei, but only that small section, even though the beam is attached to the wall, that small section becomes tamei. I bet you wouldn't think of this on your own.
No,
if someone asks you when you go and you have a beam attached to the ground, you make a little section out of the kli, when you think it's tamei, you wouldn't think it's tamei. Kamashon is tamei. Okay, next part. Kisei shekavoy b'chloinus. I have a chair, and I attach the chair to the beam. Here it is. Here's the beam. You see, here's the beam, and I attach the chair. Make believe we take a chair, we attach the chair to that beam over there. Right? So what would you think? If you would not know this Mishnah, you would think the same way the beam is tahor because the beam is mechubal karka, likewise the chair is tahor because the chair is now mechubal karka. No. Kamash v'lan. The chair is an there's a very big chiddush. There's a tremendous chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a very big chiddush that since the chair over here by itself is something which is normally not mechubal, and it has not lost its functionality by attaching it to the ground, it maintains its status of tumas midras.
Okay.
Also a kisei. Let's say you make the kloinus itself into a kisei, and now we're switching gears. We are discussing a kloinus that's not mechubal karka. The kloinus is detached, lying on the ground, and you go and you etch, you chisel out a nice, comfortable chair. In this kloinus, as he say, ain't tamei elam mekaymar. So tak it's tamei midras, but only that small exact section. Now. Okay, let's take a chair, and I take a chair, and I attach a chair, not to a kloinus, but I attach a chair to a beis habad. Kivoy because it's about tome. It's tome, even though we're going to tell the guy, get up, because you're in the way. Doesn't matter, since it's independent, even though right now it's attached, we're going to one day take it apart, so it's good enough. So kivoy. The Karvah Space Sabbat, Tomei, the Ein Chibula, we do not say that once the Beis Sabbat, we don't say that since the Beis Sabbat cannot become a Midras, so maybe the chair also should not become a Midras. No, the two are independent. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay, and then, but let's say also, Kargar is about in Tomei Ben Kibullah, but also the Rosha Kisei. But if we take the Kargar Space Bad, we go and we chisel out a chair in the base about itself. In the Kargar Space Bad itself, Tohar, Mibnei, because of the principle of Shemaloi, Amoid, Vinasa Es Melachtenu. Stand up and let's do our work. Okay, so good. We did the Mishnah. We're okay with the Mishnah. Is it clear?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Next. Mishnah Dalid. We're up to that Mishnah Dalid on Eva Gidoyla. Shnifchasa. We have a very large bowl. Shnifchasa Melchalwi Moinim Veskina Li Yeshiva. Rabbi Matame Vacham Matarim Ache Yikatseya. Until you are Mikatseya. What does it mean, Mikatseya? Until you are Mikatseya. You have to smooth down the top surface. Let's jump to the picture right away.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the picture. We have an areva. See the areva? Look what happened to the areva. Got a hole. And the hole is larger than the size of a pomegranate.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now, is the areva any longer mekabel tumah? Is it a clean anymore? What would you say? Are you with me?
You look distracted. Yeah, I get distracted.
You're distracted. Are the Daf Yomi, do you get ever distracted?
Never.
Only by me?
Areva Gedola.
We have a large areva, and there's a hole.
Yeah.
And there's a hole. A groisa hole. And a pomegranate can come out of it.
It's a groisa hole.
Yes, it is.
Like a small hole, couldn't
it? Well, there's a pomegranate. Pomegranates are pretty big.
It's a big bowl.
Go, next block. There's a store called Pomegranate.
It's a big bowl.
They sell only pomegranates.
It's a big bowl.
What?
It's a big bowl.
It's a big bowl. And there's a big hole. It's a big hole, a big hole. And all the pomegranates come out.
Yeah. Okay. Very into pomegranates in the old days, huh?
613 seeds. Connected to Tayag Mitzvahs.
That. So there was a big hole.
A big hole and a big pomegranate fell out. Okay, so what's the law? What is the halacha? The halacha. The halacha is that if there's a hole and the pomegranates fall out of the hole, so it's no longer mekabel tumah. Right? These are dvarim peshutim ad me'oid. This is the base. You have a kli as a hole, it's no longer functional. It is tohar. Good? So what are you going to do with the clean out? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the clean? So I have a solution.
It's not functional anymore.
Therefore, it is tar.
It is tar.
So what are you going to do with the clean out? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to
sit on it.
Oh, so how do you sit on it? You turn it upside down.
Correct.
How do you turn it upside down? So that's what we'll see the caption over here is. We have Narev, Rabbi Akiva, Dai Bekach, Sheyaskin, Esarev, Lishiva, Ve'in, Tzach, La'asas, Be'maisa. Ve'atakon, Zukos, Of Harosh, Shehid, Machshav, Klema, Sheyachid, Machshav, Esarev, Leish, Olecha, Ve'mish, Nachonik, Atom, Shach, Litzoiva, Kedei, Laharoy, Sheyim, Yuchid, Esloy, Lechli, Ve'zoy, Atakanta. According to Rabbi Akiva, all you gotta do is turn upside down. Machshava. Just turn upside down and be mechashev. Mechashev. I want this now to be a chair. So with your machshava alone, and according to other Rishonim, you have to paint it. You have to go and paint it. Paint it. And by painting it, you're doing a ma'is to show that now it's not going to be a bolt, now it's going to be a chair. And that's enough in order to make it from now it turns into a chair. And a chair is Makabu Tomas Midras. Okay, the other caption was, Areva Machilios Mitimisha Kabin, Zuhi Areva Gadol is very large, more than one cabin. Nikva, Kimoitsarimai, Mishan Nikva, Areva Nas, the Shiver Kalim, but you know, I'm the Shumash Hare Torah. According to the Chamim, Tzach Lasses, but my son, Mechina Lishiva, Vahainu Shiachtena, you have to cut it. You have to cut it behind you. V'yasher es mokam hamoyshav kadesh tehei noicha leshav salaf. It's not comfortable to have a round chair. Do you have round chairs at home? People like to have flat. People like to have flat chairs. So therefore, yeah, when you turn it upside down, it's not enough. It's not comfortable. You have to go take a chisel. The wood is thick, so you can make it more flat. So according to the Chum,
you
gotta shave it. You gotta shave it down, make it flat. So according to the Chum, it's not yet going to be a Moshav until you do a Maisa of shaving down the roundness to make it flat. We have Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chumim. If I have a Kli that's no longer functional, and I want it to convert into a chair, what do I need to do in order to make that conversion complete so that it should now be Mekabel to Masmidrash Mikano Lahaba? According to Rabbi Akiva, all you need to do is be Mechashev. All you need to do is apply your thought, the thought process, and that is sufficient. All you need to do is be mechashev. According to the Chachamim, machashava is not sufficient. What you need to do is you need to chisel it down. All right, is that okay? Are we on the same page here?
Yeah. Chisel it down.
Chisel it down. Okay. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Areva gedoyla. Let's see the words of the Mishnah. Areva, the large areva, shenif chasa, that was defective. Velakabel u'moinim v'iskin al yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva mitamer with machshav alone. V'chachamim mitaharin ad sheyikatse, until you do a ma'isa of chiseling it down to make it flat. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says sheyikatseya sheyachtechena. You cut it v'yiskinena liyeshiva, and you make it fit for sitting. V'halacha kechachamim. Okay, Vaita. Now, Osa Avois, let's make into a trough. La Behema, Afal Pisha Kivaba Kaisel Tamea. If you make it into an Avos, now an Avos, it does not have to be perfect. What is an Avos? Avos is called a feeding trough. You know what that is?
No. Yeah.
Animals. That's what you put out like.
It's not a feeding trough.
Yes, it is. This Areva was
usually have long.
Oh, so here you improvise. You made it. So an Areva does not have to be perfect. Even though there are holes, it's okay. Let's see the picture. The picture over here says, Areva b'shamesh eskevos l'behema, Hebrew is, and even you've attached, you've bolted it into the wall.
Okay.
So we just had the same principle before, that since over here the cleave maintained its original functionality, it remains coming. Okay, so let's go look over here what it says in the Rav, the Mishnah. So you take this Areva and you make it into an Avos, into a trough. Okay, it's no longer fit to use for human needs because it has a hole instead of a pomegranate. But you can use it to put straw. You can use it to put a food for an animal because that does not have to be perfect. It could be perforated. There could be holes. Doesn't make a difference. And now you've attached it to the wall. It was af al pishu shakavu b'koysel tamei. It's now tamei. Let's see the Rav. So then it's not. Of course, not. It's not a chair. It's not a chair. There's tumas sheretz. V'loy bala mitaras kli. and it does not become but from a kli. Why not? The unless it was made lichatchila from the very beginning, from day one, it was made to attach to the wall, or it was made to mishamech to serve the karka. But over here, since this is an independent utensil, it's a kli, and it maintains its original functionality in some way or form, even after you attach it, it maintains its status of tumah. But of course, here the tumah is not tumah smidrash, tumah is tumah kli sheretz. It's a utensil which holds something. Okay, so that's the chiddush. Okay, so we're done. Let's chaz the Mishnah. You got that part of the Mishnah? Areva gedoyla, a very large areva shenifchasa that got a hole. How long is the hole? So therefore, it's tahar. It's at this point in time. The yiskin lishi yeshiva sitting on sitting down. So it's halacha behiv matame. Just the machshav alone turning upside down is enough. According to the summary, we have to paint it. No, you have to do a ma'izad sheyikatsea. You must chisel down the roundness in order to make it flat. New halacha. Let's say we take this areva, which no longer it's tahar, and now I have a new use. A trough, a feeding trough for animals. I saw you designate it. Avos, a trough labahema for animals, and now, so automatically is makabel tumah once again. And even the chiddush here is, even if I now am going to bolt it into the wall, afal pi shekivah b'kaisel, I bolt the wall, so you would be misled to believe that it's mechubel karka and it's tahar. Don't know. Tumeah. Because that's the chiddush of these mishnayos, a kli which maintained its original functionality, even though it's mechubel karka. Since it maintained its original functionality, even when it's mechubel karka, it remains tamei. And at least tumas kli, tumas kli, tumas sheretz, tumas meis, but not, of course, tumas midras.
Apa pishikav b'kaiso, after Avis, you made a trough with the hema. Apa pishikav b'kaiso, even though you bolted it into the kaiso.
Tamei.
Why would I think?
Because the mudava mechubel karka is tahar.
Right.
So since it's maintaining its original functionality, it's tamei. Good.
Avis with the hema. Apa pishikav b'kaiso tamei. It still remains tamei because it has its
original. Its original functionality. What's the problem?
This has nothing to do with this, right?
No, this is the same case. Here's the areva. It's defective. It's tahar.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to designate
you
this.
Bolted it?
I bolted it.
Yeah.
That's the chiddush. I'm now going to designate this for an animal, so it becomes a kli once again, and it's mekabel tumah. And even if I bolt it into the wall, it's also going to be tumah. Even though it's mechubel karka, the tumah does not go away.
Why does it become a kabel tumah?
Because it's now a new utensil.
Oh,
Rimoinim is only when it's for human consumption, when I use it for human beings.
But it's good enough.
For animals. If I use it for animals.
Right, so it becomes a keli.
Yes. And the chiddush is a kli.
Even though it's knocked into the wall, it's still.
Right.
It's not a big chiddush.
Well, we've had a chiddush already a few times with the chair.
Yeah, but
and with the diostera. Where have you been? The diostera, we had that chiddush. The diostera is attached to the wall, no, and it's mekabel tumah. The chair is attached to the kloinis, it's mekabel tumah. And here we have the
all have a chiddush.
Okay,
that's
fine.
The Mishnah is telling it to us.
Okay, we're up to Mishnah Hay. We're up to Mishnah Hay. Okay, we're going to stop over here.
What time? 30